KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
I want you around me, I want you around me, yeah!
I'm Austin Doty, and I play guitar for Shysters.
I'm Noah, and I'm the singer for Shysters.
I'm Spanky, and I'm the drummer for Shysters.
We can talk like human beings, guys. Yeah.
lost inside you, I get lost inside you.
We've independently released on digital platforms Voss East Shysters.
Voss East Shysters.
It's the name of our EP.
Yeah.
Four songs from Shysters.
It's on all the search bars. Shysters is a pretty unique word.
If you spell it correctly, results will come.
Why don't I want another one? You know I find another one, yeah.
Humor is kind of a big part of what we're trying to do, or at least try to have it be translated on a couple different levels other than just like enjoying music, but make you elicit other feelings as well. One of those maybe being thinking it's funny. But I don't know, rock music is kind of a good platform for that, because it's kind of founded on a little bit of rule-breaking and naughtiness, you know, the teeny boppers and the flower power, and it's kind of fun to push the envelope and walk the line. Those are both good metaphors of just what's, like, appropriate. I was in a band where the guy would write out charts, and we would just run down his charts, but we never got to, like, see his lyrics or really talk about what any of the songs were about or what the whole theme of the band was. But I think in this group, we might do that too much. We really spend a lot of time talking about kind of what subject matter we want to tackle and think about what, write songs and have lyrics that are all we can find meaning in. And then, you know, we can, like, express, have the zany expression a little bit better if we all kind of can also get behind the subject matter, whatever the song is, so. A shyster is, like, a naughty person. Someone who takes advantage of people and does shitty things.
But it's also a shithead. It's someone who just kind of doesn't really care about the rules, breaks them all the time, and just kind of a shithead.
Like the Dada art movement, because it's all about critical theory. It's not so much about creating a nice piece or a nice work or expressing your craftsmanship. It's more about eliciting a feeling out of your audience and making them think, is this art? What makes this art? What about this is pleasing? What effect is it having on me? And trying to identify those effects. The famous Dada piece, The Fountain, which was where the artist put the urinal and signed it with his name and put that on the pedestal in the museum as if to say, it's still, like, a pretty thing. What makes, like, Greek pottery or the statue of Venus carved out of earthen material, what makes that any more or less appealing and beautiful than a urinal also carved out of earthen material? A Marxist perspective might say, like, the thing that you actually use is more representative of human culture rather than the thing that represents this ideal. I wanted to get my audience to really think about, what do I think about this medium I'm listening to, I'm the audience of.
Strawberry Water, like I said, it's Noah wrote all the songs on our EP, so Strawberry Water included in that. This is actually a song he first introduced to a band that he and I were in prior to Shysters, California Queens. It had about a year run, and then the lead guitarist and singer got married and started having babies. But yeah, we dubbed that as like one of the more interesting songs from that group and kind of brought it over here, and like, I don't know, what you want to speak to, like, kind of like the origins of that, maybe how it relates to Dada?
I wrote Strawberry Water when I was in high school. It was the summertime, and I was running errands with my mom. She just bought me a ukulele to learn, kind of teach myself over the next little while, learning guitar too. And we went to a frozen yogurt shop and got some frozen yogurt. And there at the frozen yogurt shop, they had a big, like a pitcher of ice water for all the customers. In with the ice cubes, they had cut up strawberries and some other fruits to diffuse into the water and make it taste better. And I just remember in that moment thinking, I'd much rather eat the strawberries. Those strawberries would have been better used as food than as flavoring. Having just got this ukulele, I knew only a handful of voicings. So I picked one voicing and just moved it up and down the fretboard and mused about my opinion on the yogurt stand's use of strawberries, their service of strawberry water. And yes, when years later, when Austin and I were in California, Queens, I think it was on, we spent like a Thanksgiving together. We both got snowed in. And he walked to my house in the snow. We had Thanksgiving together. And we were just like cleaning out my fridge, eating all the food in my fridge instead of going to buy anything, and trading the guitar all afternoon and playing video games. And I think that's when I first showed him Strawberry Water. He's like, this is this old song I wrote back in high school. Is this anything? And keeping to the theme of the frivolity of Strawberry Water, using food as not food. It's almost...
it's pretty decadent.
Yeah. Almost a crime when you think about all the suffering in the world.
It's like we're living in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Pretending like we're some kind of stars.
Or yeah, and it kind of like smacks of like the label for like fruit juice from concentrate. And you can taste the real fruit made with whole grains. And
why not just drink the water? It's like kind of decadent in a sense that we don't need. We don't need that strawberry in the water, but... it's kind of fancy and fun and pretty and...
yeah, like Americans don't deserve all the comfort we have. We don't work for it anymore, you know? Kind of resting on the shoulders of the generation that won World War II and society they created.
You're getting the slight... it's like drinking a LaCroix.
Yeah.
You're getting the slightest hint.
You're just getting blue-balled by fruit.
Exactly. You're getting blue-balled by fruit.
Anyway.
Strawberry water. You get it.
Dressed it up and they called it.
get more stuff. Everyone else does, so why shouldn't you too? You don't wanna fall behind.
Platforms. We don't really sell our music anywhere, though we do hope to have cassettes one day. Ice House, August 27th. We'll be playing with Misking and Modern Speed, two awesome acts. We're totally excited to put that bill together. Yeah, they'll be opening for us, and we'll take some sound waves late into the night.
Geography is dollars. Geography is dollars.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Craft Lake City's annual DIY Fest is happening August 13th, 14th, and 15th. Don't miss your chance to attend Utah's largest local-centric three-day arts festival. Tickets available at craftlakecity.com.